Hello, this is Elder Brandon Hartfield. We're thankful to have this opportunity to come and be on the radio broadcast again this week. We certainly desire the prayers of those of you that know the Lord. And by the Lord's help, we certainly pray that we could be used to God to be a blessing. And we really, really appreciate the prayers of those of you that know the Lord. I might not know everyone that does, but I know that God knows it. And I just want to say thank you. We really appreciate it, and we certainly need the prayers. And we're going to turn today to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, continuing our study in this book. But before we begin, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, Lord, we're so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been so good to us, so much better than we deserve. And Father, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct by your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you would bless in the service mightily. Father, you know the need of the hour better than we do. And Father, you know how to help us deliver your message. Aid us by your Holy Spirit. Help those that are listening that they would have open minds, open hearts to your word. That Father, those that are saved could be drawn closer to you. And for those that are lost, that they could see their need of Jesus before it be everlasting too late. Father, we ask all these things and we ask it in the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. Amen. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. We left off last week about giving thanks unto God for all things and how we're to speak and sing psalms and hymns and how we're to make melody in our heart unto the Lord. And now we get into verse 21, and this gets into marriage. But it's really talking about Christ and the church. And it's difficult sometimes when you're studying through these things to divide everything out as it should be. It's all pointing towards how we're to be as the church and how we're to serve God and honor Him, not because we have to or are forced to, but because we want to. We understand what we're a part of, and we understand what Christ has done for us. And we're going to try to look at it from that way, and we're going to be jumping back and forth between our natural marriage as husband and wife down here, and then reflecting that as it should be in the Word of God as the church honoring God and serving Christ and being given to Him, but also how Christ loves us. And so we're going to be jumping back and forth, and I pray that it could be a blessing to us as we go through this. But beginning in verse 21, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now let's deal with verse 21. In fact, we might take a while on it. We'll see where God leads. But first and foremost, when we talk about submitting, that means we're yielding authority. And I want us to understand this. Within Christ is liberty. Liberty. I think a lot of people in America don't know what that word means anymore. There was a time when we did, but we really don't know what liberty means. Some people think liberty means that I can do whatever I want, there's no consequences. That's not what liberty means. Liberty means that you're free to make your own choice. And even in salvation, God gives us whosoever will, freedom of choice. God does not force salvation on anybody. And there's people that think, well, God should do this, God should do that. God should make me believe in Him. And that's the way some people think about God. He should force me to see Him. He should make Himself so evident that I have no other choice but to trust in Him. Well, that's not faith. And it's not free will. God gives us free will. God gives us choice. God gives us freedom. And I think sometimes we don't even understand how radical the Bible was in the time that it was written. And the weird thing is we become so radical to the total opposite side that we don't see the liberty that's in Christ anymore. And we take a lot of things for granted and we misuse it. When it's talking about submitting ourselves to one another. Now, one thing that's talking about is how we yield ourselves, members in the body, one to another. We esteem each other more highly than we esteem ourselves. But see, what we're really doing is we're seeing the benefit of one another. And we're seeing the benefit even within our marriage. I see the benefit of my wife. And therefore, there's times that I don't get what I want. But I submit to that. And there's times she doesn't get what she wants. And if she knows that I love her and I care about her, and my focus is on our family and doing what's best for our family, there's sometimes she's got to give up it. And in marriage, there's some compromise. Now, there is no compromise in the Word of God. We don't compromise doctrine. We don't compromise truth. Those things are not up for compromise. And I'll tell you, there's some things I don't compromise in my marriage. I don't compromise that my wife is my wife. And I don't compromise that I'm her husband. And there's some order and there's some things that God has set forth we can't compromise on. I can't go out and say, well, I don't like you today, I'm going to find another woman. No, that's not allowed. There are some things that are not up for compromise. My responsibility to my wife, to my children, it's not up for compromise. But there's times when we're having discussions and we're working together as husband and wife, that there's times I go, I can't go fishing today. I got some responsibilities at home. Or I've got some responsibilities with work. And I've got to take care of my family first. And I got to take care of my responsibilities first. And so there's times that I have to compromise what I want. There's times I have to compromise where I want to eat. And there's times I have to compromise, you know, maybe the car that we're going to buy or something like that. Compromise furniture in the house, compromise color of paint, and there's things you just have to not get your way at all the time. And it's that way in church. There's times when church members say, well, I really don't like those pews, but, you know, it's not the biggest thing in the world. You know, there's times when you might see somebody in a pair of shoes or even an outfit, as long as it's not breaking the modesty line, you go, well, it may not be my favorite thing, but that's them. And so you compromise some things. There's some things that you got to work with. I mean, you get 100 people together, 200, 300, however many in a church, for them to work together. Got to be some compromise, but what you can't compromise is the Word of God. If people are saying, you got to let go of this doctrine so that we can have unity, I'm going, nah, my unity is first and foremost with God. Everything's based upon the fear of the Lord here. And if I don't put God as number one, then whatever compromise I make with you doesn't matter. God's got to be first and foremost. But I'll tell you what, there is some places that we've got to esteem each other, and we've also got to submit to each other. But I'll tell you, the main thing we're submitting to is God. In forgiveness, we're submitting to God. There's times I don't want to forgive, but God's Word commands me to. It makes me let go of what I want so that God can get what He wants. And there's times I might want to win an argument in my marriage, and God says it's not about winning here. It's about y'all working together to be the family that brings honor and glory to me. And there's times I've got to let go. And there's times that my wife has to let go. But we're submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Now he says in verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now first and foremost, we need to put all this in context. Why are you submitting unto your husband? Well, he's so cute. He's so nice. I'm just crazy about him. Is that why? Because if that's the reason, that's going to fade over time. It just does. You're going to have some arguments. I get in trouble sometimes when I actually counsel young people before they get married. You know, because I tell them, y'all are going to have an argument one day. And of course, you know, sometimes these young people that are so head over heels in love with each other think, oh, no, no, no. We see each other every week and we love each other. We love being around each other and everything's fun. I'm going, that's dating. It's a different ball game when you jump into marriage together and there's commitments and you've got bills to work through together and you're raising children together. And you're taking care of a home together. It's different. You're going to have an argument. You're going to have a disagreement. Oh, not us. Yeah, you too. You're going to have one. Now, a lot of times, if the men aren't careful, they say, well, wife, you're supposed to submit to me. Let me tell you something, men. If you get out of the Bible that you're supposed to be the dictator in your family, you've misread Scripture. You have misread it. You need to open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and do some reading. You need to look even in this chapter, in chapter 5, and see how Christ loved the church and how we're supposed to love our wives. If you get out of Scripture that you're a dictator over your wife, you're missing a pile of Scripture from Peter's writings, from Jesus' teaching. I mean, you're just missing a lot. I do have the authority in my home that God has given me. I am accountable to God for the direction that my family goes. And if my family is going against God, then I have every right to stand up and say, no, we follow Christ. We follow the Lord. We follow the Word of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. To make that distinct sound, we're following Christ. He is my head. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 11 teaches. Christ is the head of the man. And I am to be in submission unto Him. And if I'm in submission unto Him, my wife sees my submission unto Christ, then she should willingly follow me. Now, my submission doesn't change her. You can go and read different places by their chaste conversation. They can win their husbands unto the Lord. And I will know and understand that. But this is all about serving God. Now, if I ask my wife to do something that violates Scripture, there is a chain of command. That chain of command doesn't end with me. That chain of command ends with Christ and God the Father. If I'm trying to push my wife and my family to go in a direction that is contrary to God, she's not obligated to follow that. If I tell my wife it's okay to commit adultery, does that make it okay? Or does that violate the head above me, which is Christ and which is God the Father? There's an order here, men. And we don't need to misuse Scripture. But wives, if you see that your husband is doing things that are honorable and godly, you need to set up a pattern of saying, I trust my husband. You know, you go back in Proverbs 31, it talks about the virtuous woman there. And it said, her husband doth safely trust in her. There's a lot of things that he could do and even give her authority over because he said, I know that I can trust her to do what's going to bring honor to God. Are you that kind of wife? Are you an untrustworthy wife? Are you a selfish wife? Are you seeking to do things that will contradict God in your home? The Bible is about Christian teachings. It's for God's people. Now, it's good if the rest of the world follows these examples in their home. They'll see the benefit of it. They'll see the good of it. But if Christ isn't at the center of all this, you're going to miss the most important blessing of all. But wives, are you to submit unto your own husbands? Yes. Didn't say submit unto somebody else's husband. And I'll even say this. There's something that happens when you get married. Leave father and mother. And men, this goes as much for us as it does the women. If your mom and daddy's running your life after you're out on your own, and listen, even after we're married, we're to honor our father and mother. We are. But once we're married and we have our own home, we're accountable to God for what we do. And if mom and daddy's trying to lead you away that's causing division in your home, and especially causing division between you and God, you got to stand up and you got to follow God. You got to say, this is our home. This is our marriage. And we got to follow the Lord. Now, if you're doing these things for selfish reasons and you just want to rebel against mom and daddy, that's a different subject. But I'll say this for the wives. If you're coming home to your husband saying, well, daddy thinks we need to do this. Listen, you got to give that husband some respect and trust. Why are you going to marry a man that you're not going to trust to lead your family in the right direction? Now, it's good to have some conversations and say, let's talk this out. Let's weigh the pros and cons. Over the years, me and my wife have had a lot of conversations on a lot of different issues. And I want to hear her side. I want to hear her opinion. I married her because I value her opinion. I see her as an asset to the family, an asset to me. I value her knowledge. I value her understanding. I value her compassion. And so I want to hear her opinion. But I also want to know that when I've prayed and I've sought the Lord and I say, this is the direction I feel led to go of God, that she has enough trust in me that says, let's go. I'm right here with you. But I tell you what, there's a pattern of things that have to present themselves both from the husband and the wife to get to that place. And notice how this is a symbolism, is Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the bride. Why do we follow Christ? Listen, pay close attention. It's because we trust Him. We know that the only place that Christ will lead us is good. And even at times when we say, God, I don't know where you're going. Lord, I don't know if I agree with this. But when you've seen God work and you know the goodness of God, you know the goodness of Christ, you know who He is, and He's only seeking for your good, for your benefit. Even when you don't understand, you submit and say, I trust you. I trust you. I submit unto you. Wherever you lead, I'll go. I've often looked back at Abraham and wondered what it was like going to Sarah and say, we're going into a far country. We're leaving home. We're going into a far country. What's our destination? I don't know yet. God hasn't told me. That had to be a fun conversation. But I tell you what the Bible says, she went. She followed. She trusted her husband. They were leaving family. They were leaving possessions. They were leaving everything they had ever known and going to a place that they really knew nothing about. And she said, I'm with you. Let me tell you, as you're a follower of Christ and you're a part of a church, a local visible body, you're a part of the Lord's work, I promise you there are going to be times where you're going, where are we going? God, what are we doing? And there's times where He's going to say, you just got to trust me. There are some things that women and men just don't understand. And I guarantee you there are things that humans and the deity of Christ, we can't, his ways are so much higher than our ways, we just don't always understand it. That's where faith comes in. Women, do you have faith in your husband? Did you marry somebody you could trust and know that they would lead you in a direction that's good? I tell you, it makes a lot of difference. God didn't say, when He says, submitting, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. He's not just saying whatever He says go, is He? What He's saying is if you know that He's trying to lead you in a path that's good, that's honorable, doing what's best for the family and seeking what's best, there's times that even when you don't understand, you can still trust. In the same way as the church, that there's going to be times where God's telling us to leave off something, to put on something, to do something. And I'll tell you this, Jesus is never going to lead contrary to the Word of God. He is the Word of God. But when He starts to lead somewhere, you know that you can trust it. And that kind of trust needs to be in marriage. And we see from Proverbs 31, it's not one-sided. It's two people working together. But women, you know that the man is accountable to God for where he leads the family. That's why God held Adam accountable and not Eve. He was the head. He was the accountable party. There's a place in the family that takes great responsibility, and men, if we understand that, we know the responsibility of leading our family in the way of the Lord, and we want to set the example of submitting ourselves to Christ so that our wife wants to submit herself to us, and so that our children want to submit themselves to their parents because they see the chain of command. They see the faith. They see the submission in all lines. And they see that it's unto the Lord and not a man just trying to get his way or a wife just trying to get her way, which is about division. But they see a family unified and unified on Christ. And if we put that place in its proper order and you trust the authority that's given by Scripture, and you work and trust one another, there'll be some willing submission. And it won't be something that's forced, and it won't feel like something that's a dictator relationship or anything else. It'll feel like people working together for a common goal. And I tell you what, when the church is following Christ, that means we're working together for a common goal, isn't it? We're working to bring glory and honor to God through Christ. That's the submission that needs to be there. He said in verse 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body." Savior. It might not be popular in our day and time, but I tell you, it's just as biblical as it's ever been. It's good for children to look up to their daddy and say, "He's just a mountain of a man. I trust him. He can do it all." And we know that we fail men. We know that we do. But it's good that we can comfort our wives, comfort our children, have the knowledge, the stability, the understanding, that they know that they can come to us. We're like the North Star for our family. That's what we are. But the only way we can be that is if the light of Christ is shining through us, that we can be that light through truth for our family. There's so many people say, "I don't know what we'll do without Daddy." It's the way it should be. He's guiding. But even when Daddy's gone, if Mama's following the way that Daddy led, there's still light. And even when she's gone, if the children have followed, they now have set up that light in their homes. Husbands, men, we have a great responsibility to be the light for our family. And we set that light by setting God first. I want to read my Bible. I want to pray. I want to put off the flesh. I want to put on the spirit. I want to be strong, dependable, hardworking. When it's Sunday, we're at church. Morning, evening. When it's midweek, we're at church. We're following Christ. We're submitting to Him in all things. They see a pattern of that. It makes a difference. Oh, we're the head of the wife. Who's our head? And if we want our wife to submit to us, and we say, it's Scripture, you're to submit to me. It's the way some men do, isn't it? Guess what, men? It's Scripture. You submit to Christ. And which one comes first? Your wife submitting to you, or you submitting to Christ? Which one's more important? Don't be picky and just pick out what Scripture you like and quote it. If you're using Scripture for you to be a dictator in your home, then you don't understand Scripture. And you're misusing it. You're abusing it. Yes, I am the head of my home. But as a head, I absolutely care about what my wife is going through and what my wife is dealing with, and I value her opinion. I value my children. I care about what they're going through and what they're facing in life. And I'll just say, get in line and do what I tell you. I instruct. I lead. I guide. I teach. I correct. I listen. I'll tell you what, one of the qualities that we love about Christ and His leadership is that He hears our prayers. And I know that He's the intercessor. It's really God the Father that we pray to. But I tell you what, Christ gives the example that He cares for us. If I don't care for my wife, if I don't care for my children, if it's me, I'm not being the head that God's called me to be. And ultimately, if I'm leading my home in the way of Christ, it's not about what I want, it's about what God wants for our family. Yes, wives, you're to submit unto your own husbands. Yes, husband is the head of the wife. But that's an example of even how Christ is the head of the church. And He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Yes, wives, you're to submit unto your husbands. In all things. But the husband is to care for his family and to set the example of putting God at the forefront and sacrificing for that family the way Christ sacrificed Himself for us. We're running out of time today. We'll pick back up here next week. I pray that it could be a blessing and encouragement to us. If you have anything upon your heart, our number is 601-606-4681. You can write us, Brandon Hartfield, 8 Smith Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll take this message, use it to Your honor and glory. Help us to be doers of Your Word and not hearers only. And for the good that is accomplished, let us step aside and give You the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.